This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned to New Delhi after concluding his six-day successful visit to Indonesia, Australia and New Zealand. In the first leg of his three-nation tour, Mr. Modi visited Indonesia from 6th to 8th of this month at the invitation of President Prabowo Subianto. During the visit, the Prime Minister held bilateral discussions with the Indonesian President and reviewed the progress made in the partnership. In the second leg of his tour, the Prime Minister travelled to Melbourne, Australia. Mr. Modi participated in the third India-Australia annual summit with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. During his visit, Prime Minister Modi also participated in the India-Australia CEOs Forum, where he addressed a gathering of top business leaders from both countries. On the third and last leg of his three-nation visit, the Prime Minister visited Auckland from 10th to 11th of July at the invitation of New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. The Employees Provident Fund Organisation has introduced the Amnesty Scheme 2026, providing a one-time opportunity for establishments operating exempted Provident Fund to regularise their status. Labour and Employment Ministry said that the scheme will remain open for a period of 6 months. This scheme applies to establishments that have been operating a Provident Fund Trust recognised under the Income Tax Act 1961. The Ministry said eligible establishments shall submit a formal application through email to the concerned regional office. An exempted Provident Fund is an employer-managed PF scheme that handles its own Provident Fund contributions internally through a private trust rather than depositing them directly into the Employees Provident Fund organization. In Maharashtra, the death toll in the Moshi Waste Depot accident in Pune district has risen to 9 after the bodies of 7 more victims were recovered during the fourth day of rescue operations today. One person remains trapped under the garbage mound and search efforts are continuing. The accident occurred on July the 8th when a massive heap of garbage collapsed on the administrative building of the waste-to-energy project at Moshi in Pune district, trapping 23 people. Vietnamese Prime Minister Lê Minh Hung has ordered a probe into the speedboat tragedy near Phu Quoc Island that claimed the lives of 15 Indian tourists. According to a statement issued by the Consulate General of Vietnam in Mumbai, PM Hung asked authorities to identify shortcomings, determine both the direct and indirect causes of the accident, and implement corrective measures to prevent similar incidents in the future. He also directed authorities to take strict legal action against anyone found to have violated regulations that may have caused the accident. The Ministry of External Affairs has withdrawn the 2017 notification that imposed certain conditions on Indian citizens travelling to Yemen. The notification was issued after the civil war and armed conflict in Yemen severely deteriorated the security environment, leading India to regulate travel by its citizens to the country. However, in an advisory, the Ministry of External Affairs said that it continues to advise all Indian nationals to refrain from non-essential travel to Yemen. The United States launched a new round of strikes against Iran after Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps forces attacked a Cyprus-flagged container ship transiting the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. military said the strikes were carried out at the direction of President Donald Trump. U.S. CENTCOM said the attack on the commercial vessel left a civilian crew member missing and the vessel is unable to continue the journey due to an onboard fire and significant engine room damage. In tennis, two Wimbledon titles will be decided today as the men's singles and the women's doubles finals are played. World number one Jannik Sinner will face Germany's Alexander Zverev in the men's singles final at 8:30 p.m. IST. Sinner booked his place in the title clash with a straight sets victory over Novak Djokovic, while Zverev entered his first Wimbledon final after defeating British wildcard Arthur Ferry. And that is the end of this news bulletin.